You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
John Jastrzemski, Sports Radio 101.9 FM,
The Fan,
and Sports Radio 66, WFAN.
All righty, folks, it's 1:41 here on this Saturday afternoon. We are at the Hard Rock Cafe at Yankee Stadium, getting you ready for Game 2 of the Division Series. And this guy, if you listen to my show, is a regular. And now he's doing everything over at Yahoo Sports. So I figured, let's pop him in. Let's have some fun with our good pal, Matty Holt. Matty, how are you?
Doing well, JJ. Thanks for having me.
Matty, pleasure to have you on here. And look, a lot of criticism last year of Aaron Boone with the way he managed the bullpen, and rightfully so, because Severino stayed in way too long Game 3 against the Red Sox. I thought Sabathia staying in as long as he did was as bad as it gets. But I think Boone, you know, that's where I'm going to start. His management of the bullpen, with the exception of Ottavino for a batter, I thought it was outstanding. You know, he didn't let Paxton stay in, using a bunch of different guys. I think all in all, Boone's showing you right out of the gate here, going to manage these playoff games a lot differently than he did last year.
Yeah, certainly. It all worked out for him last night. The thing I thought was most interesting, right, is Ottavino only got the one batter. Then it goes to Canely, and those guys faced five batters and only got two outs. So the question I had was, if the Yankees had only led 7-4, how is he going to get those final six outs, right? Like when you're watching it live and you're seeing the different things. But he was able to do it right. He gets, he gets half for the one inning, which saves them a little bit. So it'll be very interesting to see moving forward. But certainly last night, it did seem, outside of maybe you could have said, should he have had Paxton face Polanco for the third time? I thought he managed a pretty good game.
Yeah, and I would say all in all now, with the Yankee bullpen, everybody's got to be available. I mean, I don't want to hear that they pitched yesterday. I mean, they rested for a week. There was an off day on Sunday. Now, your hope is that Tanaka is going to give you six innings and he's, you know, doing his thing and you don't have to go to that bullpen. But, man, Matty, I can't hear after the game that, like, an Ottavino or a Canely or Britton not going to be able to go. I need those guys pitching.
Oh, I would think they're all available tonight, especially, you know, none of them really pitched all that much last night. I mean, nobody went one-plus innings. Technically, Canely did the two innings, but he only threw, you know, about roughly 20 pitches.
Curious to get your thoughts on this. Did you get the sense the Encarnacion double, biggest at bat in the game?
I actually thought the biggest one was the LeMahieu homer, because I think the reason I say that is because the Twins got it to 5-4, and it seemed there was a little bit of momentum, and at that moment you're going, well, how are the Yankees getting the final nine outs? Was it going to be Britton and Chapman for nine? You start wondering. Then LeMahieu gives them a little distance, then Gardner hits the home run, that kind of like ease things. I mean, it certainly seemed when the Twins got it to 5-4, there was a little bit of, all right, they got a little bit of momentum here.
I can get that, but you know what, Matt? The first couple innings, it felt like there was a tense feeling in Yankee Stadium. Yeah. They give up the two solo home runs. Stanton, I don't know what he was doing swinging 3-0. I hated that. I understand, you know, you're trying to get a guy going, hoping that he'd get a cookie. But that Yankee lineup is so deep, sometimes next man up is okay.
I like the 3-0 green light.
Did you really?
I did not like the green light on that pitch, or him swinging at that pitch. In and on the hands. I had no problem because, like you said, if he... He's a guy they got to get going. Like, they're not going where they want if he's going to be the same guy. And actually, he was a guy last night, you have to say. The whole plan all night was they threw him sliders off the plate.
Well, and he took him. That's
he spit
big.
On him.
That's
he,
a great point.
He spit on him all night.
And last year, remember, that was his bugaboo in the postseason.
Yeah.
Against the Red Sox, against Kimbrel. His
at-bat
quality
pitch.
Was embarrassing. And you're right. You know, some are going to look at Stanton celebrating a walk and saying, oh, is that a bit much? No, I don't look at it that way because, listen, you're a part of a nine-man lineup in the postseason. The biggest problem you could run into is when you try to do too much.
Exactly.
A-Rod, go back to his first postseason in 2004 or 5, swinging a lot of garbage, putting that mantle of pressure on him. 2009, his first couple of bats, he took some walks, and then all of a sudden, what happened? The hit started coming.
Well, you watched last night, right? It was like every big moment, Stanton kept coming up. It was the same guy. It was like, here comes Stanton, here comes Stanton. And to see him actually lay off some of those pitches showed you, hey, maybe he learned from last year. I mean, you know, really, first time the guy had ever played in the playoffs, maybe this gives you a little thing that he's going to lay off that outside slider. And the pitchers are now going to have to go in the zone with them.
We got Matty Eholt live with us here at the Hard Rock Cafe at Yankee Stadium, getting you ready for Game 2. And Matty, look, I mean, the Minnesota Twins, they are just owned by the New York Yankees. And I know some Yankee fans are afraid of the jinx. And listen, I think it's very important today with Tanaka on the mound to just reinforce that idea, you can't beat us. Do you get the sense, you know, the Yankees as a whole are in the Minnesota Twins' head?
I didn't think it at the beginning of the game, but you started watching and you said, same old Twins again. Like, just the way the game played out and stuff certainly kind of gave you that feel, right? Like, the Twins got the early lead, they hit the homers, and yet, you know, there was one point in the game, what was it? They had three homers and they were still losing. So, like, just the way the game played out. I mean, tonight's huge for the... I mean, if the Twins are going to have any shot, especially... And also, the other flip side is, I think if you're the Yankees, I don't think you can exactly know what you're going to get out of Severino in Game 3.
I think that's totally
and then
fair.
Who's even going for them in Game 4, right? Even if it's a bullpen game, like, you know, the next two games of the Yankees, the pitching's a little suspect. So, I mean, I think tonight... Both sides, obviously, but, you know, there's a lot riding on this game for the Yankees, too.
Okay, we'll get to the other series in a minute. We'll get to some of the managerial stuff in a minute. Yankee lineup, I'm A-okay with not making any changes. You had a great approach. You went through 8 innings. I get it. A lot of people worried about Didi. And look, Didi has not had a good year. Didi has not been good in September. But what is your option if you sit Didi? Playing Luke Voit? Like, to me, Luke Voit didn't exactly light the world on fire in September either. I'll go with the guy who's left-handed, reliable defensively, and I know he's got this flair for the dramatic. I'm fine with Didi being in the lineup.
I think Didi needs to be on a short leash, personally. I mean, I thought last night he had...
He had bad at-bats. I can't fight you on that.
Yeah, those were not competitive at-bats that he had. So I think the Yankees need to be a little... watching him a little. The other guy who I thought actually last night had bad at-bats was Sanchez.
Yeah, and you wonder, too, with Sanchez, it's weird because Sanchez comes back off the injury... Encarnacion comes back off the injury. Sanchez looked like a guy who hadn't played.
Right.
Encarnacion, I mean, he literally picked up right where he left off. And isn't it amazing, Matt, how many calls did I take from Yankee fans? I'm sure you got the tweets, too. They don't need this guy. Why did they get him in June? I mean, this guy is instrumental, I think, in the middle of that
he's
order.
He's a good hitter.
He's a better hitter than Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah.
Pound for pound, he's a better hitter.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you know, those at-bats he had off Berrios, I mean, they changed the game right now. I mean, we talked about before maybe what was the biggest at-bat in the game, but the double he hit that got them on the board there, I mean, that was huge.
So you got a couple other series going on. How about Davey Martinez yesterday? I loved it. I absolutely loved it in the eighth inning. Sense of urgency in that game. Strasburg goes out and twirls the gem. You saw it all year. That National bullpen. You know, the Mets aren't the only team in baseball that has a bad bullpen. Look at the Atlanta Braves and look at the Washington Nationals. If I'm Davey Martinez, I got a chance to steal Game 2 on the road. I love the idea of going to Scherzer.
Well, especially for those guys when it's their throw day and stuff. I mean, it's not that out of the loop that you tell a guy, hey, how about you throw after the game or, you know, during the regular season, you can do that with guys. Say, hey, can you hold off to throw your bullpen after the game or something? So if you can get that inning out of the guy, then you maybe say, hey, do it in a live setting. I mean, now, can this work every time? No, I don't think Strasburg and Scherzer can basically pitch 8 innings.
Alternate, yeah.
Right, like that. I mean, the Nationals are going to need somebody else to step up. But, hey, like you said, it's now a 1-1 series. They go back and they got Scherzer on the hill. I mean, the pressure is now fully, at least I think, on the Dodgers, right? Like the Dodgers are supposed to be the big bad Dodgers run through the NL. Well, now they're going to face the, you know, as good a pitcher as there is in baseball in the National Stadium, and maybe the Nationals got a little mojo here.
Well, all of a sudden now, that's a great point, because you think about their history in the postseason. Right. Never can win a big game, never win the winner-take-all game. And not only do they win it, Matt, the fashion in which they win it. They're down against Josh Hader. They have to rally back. Yeah, if I'm the Nationals, I'm saying, hey, guess what? Maybe this is now our time.
Oh, yeah, and then, I mean, look at last night. I mean, Davey Martinez is walking, guys. He's pretty much
waiting
right
up there. You know, it's funny you mention that.
He gets out.
I hated the idea of putting Muncy on. I know he hit a bomb of a home run, but I'm like, geez, you're going to put the tying run on base? You're going to give somebody in that Dodger lineup? And Seager had a good at-bat, too. I know he ended up striking out. He was fouling off a ton of pitches. I was ready to go to Twitter and kill Davey Martinez if I gave him credit for putting Scherzer in the game. I didn't like that one bit.
No. I mean, it certainly went against convention. If they lose, it's the easiest thing in the world. But, hey, you know what? Sometimes stuff goes right for you, right? I mean, you know, we talked about the other night. You look at the rally they had against Milwaukee, a little broken bat flare by Zimmerman. Then, you know, the single into right that the outfielder runs over. Now they're getting Scherzer. They're getting... Davey Martinez, you know, is out there hitting
waving that magic wand, right?
Hitting on 17, you know, and it's coming up 21. So, I mean, they got a little mojo. I think that is a fascinating game tomorrow night.
I totally agree. And listen, you're playing at my blackjack table and you're hitting on 17. There's a major, major problem. Now, if you're staying on 16 with a 10 showing, I got a problem with you there, too. Okay, let's get to the Braves. After game one, the way they lost, Acuna not hustling, the bullpen just being a total nightmare, I wondered how that young team would respond. And listen, Fulton Evich was great. To go up against Flaherty with the way Flaherty had been throwing the baseball, for Atlanta to come back and win that game, I think it says something about that.
Oh, group. Certainly. And you want to talk about managerials having a little bit of some stones. How about Snicker pulling Fulte after seven innings for a pinch hitter with one guy on and two outs, and it comes up golden for him because Duvall hits the
homer.
Hits
the bomb, yeah.
I mean, that was one where, I mean, he was looking to get criticized because the way his bullpen had pitched the previous day. And Melanson made it a little iffy in the ninth inning again. I mean, Melanson's really not a closer at this point. I mean, but at this point, they're not going to put Green or anybody out there. But huge response, like you said, especially because they got Soroka going in game three. So Soroka this year had one of the best, it might have been the best, if not one of the top road ERAs in baseball. I mean, he is going to be an extremely tough guy for the Cardinals to face at home.
Think about the National League playoffs. I don't trust the Dodger bullpen. I don't trust the Brave bullpen. I don't trust the National bullpen. And even the Cardinals. I know they got some brand names. Andrew Miller's there. Carlos Martinez. Carlos Martinez gave up three home runs the other night, for goodness sakes. So, you know, one of the storylines to watch here, who in the world is getting out for some of these teams?
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I mean, the Dodgers have Jansen. I mean,
there's a lot of... And even Jansen, let's be fair, he has not been great.
No, you got to see, Ken, is... You know, Jansen, can he be himself? I mean, that's a huge question for the Dodgers. I mean, the other night, they won 6-0, so they didn't have to go to him. But, I mean, there's going to be questions about, hey, you know, tomorrow night, if they got like a 2-1 lead and they got to go to Jansen. I mean, it's not the automatic it used to be.
Okay, Matty, let's run through a couple of these managerial opens. Obviously, the Mets have won. From what you're hearing right now, will it be an experienced guy who's taken the reins after Mickey Callaway now has been let go?
So, I mean, historically, when you look at it, right, like teams usually do the flip-flop, right, in the sense of if you go with a first-year manager, usually then you go to an experience. If you bring in the good cop, then you go to the bad cop. I think in a lot of ways, this Mets search, at least is my two cents, I think it's going to come down to do Buck or Joe or one of those guys, do they want to work for the Mets? The Mets have a reputation around the league. People know this. They're not an easy organization to work for. So, ultimately, it's going to come down to, I think, do those guys want to, provided that also ownership will spend more money to get the manager. Because Mickey Callaway was making less than $1 million. He was one of the lowest paid managers in all of baseball. You want a good guy like, you know, Girardi, Buck, those guys, you're going to have to pay a little bit of money. So,
well, here's what I wonder about the interest level for Joe. I think Joe, if he has a choice, would take the Cub job. I think it's been his dream. I think it's what he wants. Are the Cubs in a position now where Theo Epstein is looking for the big superstar manager? Because I'm hearing Raul Ibanez, I'm hearing David Ross, who played on those Cubs
teams.
Ross
seems to be the one that's kind of...
That'd be interesting, right? Because he was on that team that won a title, had a big role, but they love him.
But the players respect him, and that's a huge thing in that room. And not saying that Joe did it, but when you walk in that room and everybody in there instantly respects you, and you know, I mean, hey, maybe they look at, you know, Boone. They look at one of those guys, like sometimes the affable personality goes in there, does the job right. I mean, that might be kind of what they need. And like I said, when you know that every single guy looks at that guy and there's going to be no issues, can set a good clubhouse, does everything right, that goes a long way. I mean, let's be honest. Nowadays, a lot of teams aren't looking for X's and O's tactical guys. They don't need the guy who's going to double switch you and beat you and stuff. They want more like the guy who's going to be good in the clubhouse and do what the front office wants in terms of the lineups and the analytics and all that.
I give you credit here because you came on a couple of days ago. You told me the Astros would sweep the Rays. You got to be feeling pretty good after game one.
Well, even a broken clock.
It's right twice a day. Do you get the sense the Rays can be any bit competitive in these next two games?
I think they can. I mean, I thought they were pretty competitive last night, but I mean, Verlander's doing what he's doing.
Incredible? I mean, the way he has reinvented himself. Yeah. I mean, think about where Verlander was at in like 2012, 2013. Well, after 2012, it looked like he was on this decline. Now, Matty, he's pitching better than ever.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, all these guys would go to the Astros. I mean, Aaron Sanchez went over there, and the first game he's part of an
almost thrown a no hitter.
I mean, it's absolutely incredible what they've been able to do over there. I mean, it feels like at this point, right? Like they are such overwhelming favorites. It almost feels like the reverse lock at this point. Like everybody and their mother is saying, Astros, Astros, Astros. Yankees can't beat them. Dodgers can't beat them. Where you start to wonder, like, okay, are too many people on
is
the
Is it
Astros?
That easy?
Right. Like, it just seems. And, you know, they come out first game. Verlander does what he does. You know, it'll be interesting to see. I think it'll be fascinating. And I don't know if the Rays will do it. But when they get punched in the mouth for the first time in the playoffs.
How they respond. That's a great point. Matty, appreciate a couple of minutes. And before you get out of here, Yankees winning this in ease. Is this a short series? Or you think the Twins going to show some fight here?
I think Twins take game three at home. I think Yankees win it in four.
Matty, good stuff, man. Take
Thanks
care.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Matty Holt, live with us here at the Hard Rock Cafe, Yankee Stadium.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.